Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Otaku by Default. I'm Dark Soundwave. With me tonight is Ratchet412162.
Hello, Internet.
With Nova Convoy from Xbox Live and many other systems and games.
Hi.
And we have a special guest tonight. We have Mr. Popoman100 from YouTube. He is famous for his Let's Plays and Let's Streams. Hello, Mr. Popoman.
Hello, everyone. Huzzah!
Huzzah! We are doing a somewhat special episode. I want to call this an interview, essentially. I know Nova had a question for you.
Really?
Nova?
Yeah.
All right.
Go for it.
I was just wondering how you got started on this and what interested you into start doing it.
Well, I started off YouTube back in 06. I was kind of young at the time, and then I really wanted to make videos, and as I grew older and know more of how to do them, back in 08, I started making them, and I hardly had any friends or subscribers, and I just really wanted to be out there, you know, be known for, like, you know, games that are hardly played by anybody. That I just, you know, step in and do them for them. And 2 years now in 2010, I have a lot of friends, subscribers like you guys. I'm happy that I'm noticed. And I have a lot of online friends. I'm really happy for that.
Oddly enough, the first video I've ever seen of you playing was I Want to Be the Guy.
It's a pretty good game. Well, yeah. Actually, it's kind of a retake of the I Want to Be the Guy.
Well, yeah. Now, that brings me to my question. Why torture yourself with those games?
Well, because, you know, my fans, they love to see me mad and angry, and I do really get pissed off at this game and the other one, I Want to Be the Fan Game, which really took me over the edge, especially in that Mario room.
I like the Pac-Man one the best.
Oh yeah, the Pac-Man one I had a lot of trouble with. But yeah, I do this once in a while, you know, torture myself with these games and, you know, play Super Mario World hacks. Did one not too long ago, and yeah. Because, you know, most of my friends, they love to see me get tortured with this.
We all like seeing people squirm when it comes to video games.
Yeah.
Like with Ratchet and his Halo.
Don't even get me started, dude.
We're getting you.
Yep, and by the way, Dark Soundwave, so you are cheap with that slow sword stuff.
I'm sorry, that was just fun. You can't deny me that one. That was fun.
A little bit.
Yeah, that's what I thought, bitch. That's what I thought. Yeah, I mean, if you want, Nate, we could have you in just a regular episode. We could just fuck around with this a little bit, see if you want to actually be a part of the cast. I'll leave it up to the fans to decide if they want to keep you in.
Okay.
So, let's just go with Xbox news. Yesterday...
Holy crap.
Halo, what?
You're leaving it up to the fans? He's screwed.
Yeah, I know. With our small fan base, I know, right?
Yes.
It's
a shame. It's sad.
All five of you.
All five of you. 100. Goddamn. yesterday in Halo 3 was Bungie Day. For one special day, every user that signed in got to play with the special Bungie employee only armor.
Oh, really? No.
Yes, it was awesome with the Bungie flaming helmet. Be like, whew, I is awesome. Roar.
Yeah, I'm actually pissed I missed that yesterday.
All your fault, dude.
I play Halo 3 once in a while.
I'm sorry that I have a life, and when people are calling me, I'm right there.
Hell.
Don't be mad at me because I have a life and you don't.
You have no life.
All because it's dad and mom.
Ooh. You promised not to talk about that. You promised.
Oh well, shut up.
I know. Recently, this is I've seen more DLC coming out for Mass Effect 2. Huh?
Yay!
DLCs.
DLC is awesome for Mass Effect 2.
All right, download content.
Yeah, DLC, downloadable content.
No, dick-licking content.
Well, whatever it is.
Oh my god.
All I know is it looks pretty interesting. I might be tempted to spend the $500.
Yeah, throw your money just to get freaking map.
Probably, I don't know. There came out yesterday.
Are you sure this is a wise idea? You can't seem to talk for shit tonight.
I'm sorry, I've had 4 shots of vodka. What do you want from me? I had to get drunk for this crap. It's goddamn summer. It's 100 degrees outside. Piss off.
You know what we want? We want Ratchet the Paradin.
There you go.
Goddamn. Dragon Age Origins or Awakening, I'm not sure which one has it, has a brand new DLC, Liliana Song. If you've not played Dragon Age, go buy it.
Didn't they have another game coming out, Dragon Age?
Dragon Age 2 is coming.
Yeah.
They're releasing it. Supposedly some sort of launch trailer was released today. I've not seen it.
Yep.
I have
seen the news about this thing, and from what I hear, it's not like any of the other Dragon Ages. You don't get to select your race. It's pretty much Mass Effect in a fantasy world.
Ooh. It was like Mass Effect 1. Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
yes.
Sony news. If you've not seen these new commercials for the PSP, go on to YouTube, look them up. They've hired, instead of the guy with the clip-on tie, I hate to say this like this, but a little black kid.
Yes.
Nope. He quite literally fits the definition of ghetto trash player. I'm sorry to be saying this like this, but this boy is a nigger.
Oh my goodness.
This bitch on Velcro sneakers?
Exactly. In the first commercial, I saw him, and he's going...
I saw that.
It's like, what about PSP? It's awesome. Well, what about PSP? Seems like you need a new spokesperson. Without your tip on tie. You're hired.
You're hired.
Start Monday. And the next commercial is this boy asking, quite literally, what can I do to have my brother not play my mod nation races on my PSP? Well, and this kid, black kid sitting inside of a barbershop. Dead serious, a barber shop.
Oh my god.
Oh boy.
And he goes, well, I can't deny him Mod Nation Race is a great game. Now, seems his lady friend, however, is sitting right behind you, and if he's playing a PSP, she's very, very open. And she gives a little wink to the camera, like, yeah, I'm gonna tap that 5-year-old little boy.
Oh my god.
What the hell? Has anyone else seen that commercial?
Man, Sony's been tripping with these freaking commercials.
I mean, it's like when they went to the squirrels again. You can play nut outside! Nigga say what?
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was a bad one. Those commercials were awesome.
The Japanese put, like, 13 and 14-year-old girls in magazines and slutty images, and it's fine with them.
Because that's their culture. This is different. This is American. Yeah,
they don't
that's
see wrong
with. That's Japan for you. I mean, jeez.
Now, they have porn in vending machines. What more
do
they want?
They got
They have everything in vending machines. What do you expect?
Entai.
They got everything in Japan that you wish for.
Tentacles.
Is that why you want to go to Japan so bad, Chris? So you can just go up to a vending machine and get you some porn?
Maybe.
Maybe.
If you for Nintendo news, if you've not seen the posts about it from people and forums and everything, Zelda Ocarina of Time, Star Fox 64, confirmed to be released on Nintendo 3DS.
Oh, they already got a list of game of franchises that are already gonna be on this brand new system, which I'm dying to have.
I'm hoping they release a non 3D version. That way, I can play them on my DSi.
Okay, I'm just a little bit behind on this because I don't follow Nintendo. You know me, I'm a Microsoft man.
Right, right.
What the fuck is the 3DSi or whatever you just said?
Oh, Lord.
No, it's just called 3DS.
The Nintendo 3DS is... Oh, go ahead, Nate. I'm sorry.
It's a new system. It's another rendition of the DS, but it's technically a brand new system. It's kind of like the DSi, but it's brand new. It's got an analog stick, and you know, it's kind of like what you see in a
PSP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so kind of like what you see.
Let me get this straight. There's no more originality left in the world, so they just got to keep
redoing
the system.
Well, hold on. With this new DS, you've heard of the 3D TVs where they have to make you wear the 3D glasses to see movies in 3D, right?
Yeah.
This is a console that plays your games in 3D with no glasses needed.
Yeah, it just makes it way better. And plus, they got, like, exclusive titles for the system.
I might have to look into this. It'd be badass if they made one for Halo. Yay, 3D Halo.
Well, oddly enough,
3D Halo.
The Xbox is soon going to be having 3D support for the TVs and the games.
Yep.
It's the future of gaming, 3D.
You cannot tell me. It would not be badass if you were sitting there fighting Covenant bastards.
Lag.
We lost them.
Circle blast, come right at you.
Whoa.
Whoa. Hello? Did you die?
I think we
did Sarlacc get you?
The heat got to him and he just...
No, no, down. Master Chief got him. Oh, shit, he's on to us.
Oh, boy. I'm sorry. I gotta fucking do this. Since we already brought up the N-word. Nigga got AIDS in his mouth!
Ow. Oh, he's back. There he is.
Oh, you brought him back to life.
You brought him back to life.
What happened? What do you mean, what happened?
We heard...
My God, there is a God!
Apple.
I'm sorry, but what I was saying is... But wouldn't a 3D Halo just be badass?
Yes, but I could see potential for problems.
Like what?
Okay, you remember the carbine bullets, right? We know what those all look like—the blue green things that are flying towards you.
They look like those things that those little alien TIE fighters shot in fucking Independence Day.
Yeah. Now, take those and add 3D effect to it. It's gonna hit. Somebody with seizures is gonna be like, "Oh my god!" Somebody's
exactly.
gonna have seizures from this.
This is gonna come right into your face.
Okay,
you'll fall over.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but due to that fact, is it not true that before every single game now, they put a warning, and even on the case, they put a warning of epileptic seizure, do not play this fucking game.
It's because of Japan
and
Pokemon.
But do they ever listen? No! They don't. They don't listen to the damn warnings.
I was about to say, would you listen if you like to play a video game? And all of a sudden, you broke down and she's going, "I must be hello."
This just reminds me of that Pokemon episode with the freaking seizure.
Exactly.
Well, no, that's the thing. People need to start reading because they put the warnings before the game, even though people just are like, start button through the shit, and they put the warnings on the case, which God knows everybody loses their cases.
See, what I like with the Wii is every time you start it up, when you load up a game, it forces you to sit through a minute of the thing going, make sure you don't play near your TV, near objects. If you have seizures, you might
of
experience
course.
Seizures.
Safety.
They really
safety.
Should incorporate that into
safety
the other
first.
Shit. I mean, I completely agree that should be incorporated in everything. I mean, hell, who has not seen the videos of the old men with the Wiimotes breaking their TV going, ooh!
You know what? I'm sorry. I got to interject here about the whole 3D is the future and all that. I'm sorry, but
3D is overrated. Sorry.
Yes, exactly. It's overrated. It's put into everything. It's
movies,
they try to put it
games.
Into movies. And you know why they put it into movies and why they're coming up with these 3D TVs. It's basically to prevent piracy. Oh, you can't pirate this movie because it's in on 3D and because it's, you know, scrambling your cameras, or oh,
bullshit,
you can't play your files on this TV. You can't get the 3D then.
Bullshit. Watch me.
Yep, but in the end, it's...
Who the F wants to see a concert in 3D for DVD?
Hell,
this is
the
waste of money.
Oddly enough, today I went to my store, to my gas station, which has, near the counter, they sell porn DVDs. There is a porno in 3D now.
It says, oh, like they're like actually there.
It says quite literally on the
virtual
case.
Virtual sex.
Well, yeah, of course. It says quite literally on the box, for use with the Sony 3D television.
Just trying to stick your dick in a hologram.
I'm sorry. I don't want to see some guy's jizz fly through my TV like, oh god, it's going to me in the face.
You know what? I'm sorry, but HD ruined porno, and now 3D is going to ruin it even more.
Oh my god.
Wow. I think we've covered 3D enough.
Wait, how did HD ruin it?
Because it makes it so... Megan Fox, end of story.
Exactly, there you go.
I know I... fucking A. And I know I covered this in the last podcast, but the maps have been confirmed for Transformers War for Cybertron. 4 maps, as well as all 5... Oh, I mentioned it last podcast, but now it's finally officially confirmed by Activision that there will be the 3 DLC characters, Demolisher.
There you go, 3D again.
Yeah, I know, 3D!
In 3D!
There will be Jazz, Demolisher, Shockwave included, the 3 pre-order characters that were you would have gotten if you pre-ordered Shockwave from GameStop. Amazon, you'd get Demolisher. Jazz, if you pre-ordered from Best Buy. However, there'll be 2 new characters that they've not released who the hell they are. Supposedly Scattershot is going to be one, and supposedly a new Decepticon.
Just keep adding these new freaking characters.
Well, they're inside the game itself. Pirates have cracked the game and learned that... Whoa, what the hell? I heard myself.
Literally cracked the game.
Literally cracked the coding in the game and found out Zeta Prime is to be a playable character. They have found a something prime. They don't know what this stands for. It says N prime.
Oh.
Nemesis.
Yeah, N prime.
I believe it's either Nova or Nemesis.
Oh, that'd be bad.
Or...
There are G1 skins later on unlocked through DLC, probably.
Ooh.
Ironhide is to be a playable character. Every character inside the game itself is to be playable.
Am I playable?
Yes, you are playable.
not that any
okay.
of us would actually play with you, but...
I'd blow a lot
of
many
that. Get out of here. I don't mean
yes.
that.
You're a little tiny robot, not even the size of the finger, and you just get blown the fuck up. There you go.
Just a flick and there, I'm dead.
Why did they add this character to the game? Damn it!
supposedly... There's going to be a new, for the 360, a brand new Crash Bandicoot game for the arcade.
Say what?
Supposedly going back to the original style of Crash Bandicoot. Last time
I
checked.
I enjoyed this story.
Last time I checked.
Where did you find this?
Crash Bandicoot died. Secret information that will not be disclosed. Currently. in our last episode, I failed to mention this, even though it was in our transcripts. The Project the box Whoa. For Kinect, it's purple! It's
purple! Kinect.
This box art is like the gayest crap ever. It's purple. I mean, yes, I understand they want it to stand out, but like, hello, look at this! It's purple!
How many guys in their right mind would actually look at the box to figure out what the hell it is?
Oh, I believe several would be like, what the fuck is that?
Basically,
bright ass purple.
Wow, lag.
Yeah, it's had wireless interference. Yay. It's nothing like it's one of those things of dark purple. It's a bright purple. So you could obviously see it aisles away. Just emanating a...
No, Chris, is it purple or is it purple?
Purple.
Oh, God. Like, lavender
basically
purple?
It's just a rip... Basically, it's just a rip-off of the late iToy from PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
We even hardly hear that that freaking thing.
I mean, I have tried this thing. It's not bad. It has some issues with the Star Wars game that I hope they work out. That's, like, the only thing that's a bit forced. It's like sticking a bratwurst through a Cheerio forced.
Didn't you try that the other day?
What, the bratwurst through the Cheerio? Yes. It didn't work.
How did that...
The Cheerio broke. The Cheerio broke. I think next time I'll make sure the bratwurst isn't cooked. Maybe I might be able to make it fit.
You've got better luck trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. I'm pretty sure Ratchet knows all about that, though, because he's a Jew. Just kidding.
Oh.
Uh-huh. 41, 21, 62.
Oh.
You bastard. Ratchet, you know I had to rag on you at least once in the podcast.
And
yep,
upcoming...
and you know I had to do that. You just knew.
Yes.
I know.
In upcoming news, myself, Ratchet, and Nova will be on the 360 playing Halo 3. Hopefully, if Ratchet does not suck.
Hey.
Oh, great.
We'll be doing a few custom games. Hopefully, y'all can come out and be like, "Woohoo! What up, peoples?"
Yeah, come play with us. We never have enough people. We have no friends.
We have no lives.
Oh.
we're lonely old men who like popsicles for some odd reason.
We don't know why we like the popsicles, but we like them.
Popsicles.
You want to go to shelter? No, I have a freezer full of popsicles.
In all seriousness, if y'all want to come out and play with us, knock yourself out.
Yeah, make sure you at least send us a message first before the game invites be sent out.
Yeah.
we at least want to invite you and know what the hell's going on.
We don't take too kindly to people just popping up out of the blue.
Yeah, we're trying to make it so that way we can at least have forewarning of who the hell you are first.
Yeah. If we don't know who you are and you don't say who you are or talk to us at all,
generally ignore
our microphone,
we will kick you. Yep.
You will be booted.
Yep.
Boot to the head.
Amen. And also,
betrayal.
Hopefully tonight, Nate will be streaming Ninja Turtles, Turtles 4, Turtles in Time for the Super Nintendo.
Yes, I will.
Yes.
Definitely will.
Yay! Links will be posted in the podcast description, as always. And
which
with that...
you managed to forget.
Yeah, last time I forgot. And with that, I now leave us with our closing sentence. You just lost the motherfucking game! Good night, folks!
No. Game's over.
Oh, that's right. Game's over. Fuck.
Yep. Game is over.
Yes, game over.
Damn, I forgot it ended.
The game is over.
You have to think of a new catchphrase or ending slogan or whatever the fuck that is.
For now, all hail Megatron. Good night, folks.
All hail Megatron. Bam.